This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Rat me voice!
More than 100 schools available from Home Field Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
Current and former athletes, members of the athletic department, and of course the best fans in the country all make up a very special group we like to call the Cyclone Family. Join me, Jamie Steyer Johnson, as I bring you closer to the people that make Iowa State unique each week on the Cyclone Family podcast. Some names you may know, while others may be new to you, but one thing's for sure, this is one family reunion you won't want to miss. Each week on the Cyclone Family Podcast.
Rat me voice! Rat me voice!
This is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I also hate Pitt, joined by my brother,
Jeremy Phoenix in the building in the booth.
That is JN Fiend. For those who are not initiated, we are the Raspy Voice Kids. You are now tuned into the Raspy Voice Kids podcast. You are now listening to pop culture.
Hit you with that money morning. Pop.
And today's pop culture is a doozy, JN Fiend. You ready for this one?
I absolutely am. Absolutely am.
Am I the apple for not cleaning pee off our mattress? I, 34-year-old male, accidentally peed the bed two nights ago. I was having a dream about needing to use the bathroom, and it just would not come out until it did. Next thing I know, I'm being woken up to my 29-year-old wife screaming at me to get out of the bed. At this point, it was 6 a.m., so half an hour earlier than I normally get up for work. My wife insisted that I get up immediately and clean the mattress. I told her that is not something I'm able to just jump up and do seconds after being woken up. And also, I needed to begin getting ready for work and did not have time. So I went to work, and when I came home, the bed was still soiled. I work 9-hour days and often work overtime. My wife works from home part-time as she is a small business owner. If I'm being honest, since she was home all day and because her work day is less than half of mine, I fully expected that she would shampoo the mattress. My work day often leaves me absolutely exhausted, and I did not have the energy to deal with this after getting home, and now, not even a place to lay down and sleep. It's now been 2 days, and the mattress is still dirty. My wife went to go stay...
So good. It's so good.
My wife went to go stay with her sister, and she says she won't come home until I've stopped being an apple and clean the mattress. I've been sleeping on the couch. I get that it was me that made the mess, but I still feel like as my partner, she should have helped me out when she knows I've had a long day working and that I'm usually quite fatigued upon getting home. I figure it made more sense for her to take the cleaning up since she is home all day anyway and had way more time and energy than I had. Am I the apple? Jeremy?
Doozy, buddy. We come back on Monday morning with this doozy.
It's been a while. Should we acknowledge it's been a while since we've been on the microphone?
It's been a while. Yeah, I mean, it has. But hey, look. Welcome back. But yeah, no. This right here, for me, is just straight up hilarious. It's not really hard to debate who's the apple in this one. This one's very clear and obvious. For me, at least. Now, I understand the other side of the coin, but I'll first start by saying you made the mess, clean it up. Bottom line, you're doing all this assuming, and I thought, and maybe, and it's hard for me to get up when I just woke up. Yeah, you know what? It else is hard to do laying piss, okay? Not only is it hard to do, it's nasty and disgusting. You made the mess, homeboy. You a grown man. I understand that you work, but there's certain things that come along and there's certain responsibilities that you are responsible for. And peeing the bed shouldn't be one of them, but clearly it is. So yes, you waiting for her. She waiting for you, but she's not the one who did it. So that makes you the apple. That's the simple term. I'll let you get in before we go to the next phase of this.
No, we're both in the same boat. Like, there's no question. He's the apple. Without question, he's the apple. My question for you, though, Jeremy, is he raises a point that is worth asking. Because to me, like, he's 34 years old. What kind of a mama's boy is he that he thinks his wife should be cleaning up after him in this situation of all situations?
No, like, I agree.
You peed on your wife, man. Like, you feel like you were interrupted? You woke up at 6, a half an hour earlier than you used to waking up, and you feel like you were interrupted? You can't just wake up? She got woken up. You feel like you got jostled awake? You were just suddenly awoken? So was she. By a warm stream that was not from her.
Unintentional R. Kelly and somebody. That's what you did.
Unintentional R. Kelly.
You unintentionally R. Kelly somebody, and then we'll keep trying to just keep it moving and have it where it is without cleaning it up and being mad at somebody else. Come on, man.
My question for you is, like, we know that at 34 years old, it's your job to clean it up, whether you're single and especially if you're married. 2 days and your wife going to her sister's house, threatening you that she's not coming home until you clean it, and you still don't get it? That's wild. That is absolutely wild. At what age do you think you should be cleaning up your own pee? Because we all agree that a 2-year-old should not be cleaning his own mattress. And we all agree that a 34-year-old should be cleaning his own mattress. What age do you stop having your mother or father clean that mattress for you?
8? Not 10? 10 maybe? And let's see. 5 is kindergarten. 6 is first grade. 7 is second grade. Yeah, I say about third grade, you know how to take the sheets off, put them in the washer, grab you some cleaning stuff, spray it on the bed, and scrub.
I have 8 years old. I've had 8-year-olds. My kids are 10 and 12. I don't know that I trust my 8-year-old, even my 10-year-old, to clean with chemicals a bed.
Okay. That was my thing, 10-year-old, especially if I have a spray and say, this is a spray that you use if you have an accident.
I would say 12 for sure. So maybe 10 to 12 is about the age, I'd guess.
But I think I'm
going back over to make sure they did it right.
Let me just say, though, for the record, some of the points he makes, I understand. He works hard. He's tired. Now, he's assuming that she has more energy and more balance. Her being home, her proximity to it does make it a little easier for her. possibly. But here's the thing. Communicate. Communicate. If he from the get-go said, hey, I got to go to work. Is there any way you could clean this sweetheart? I know it's not, you know, I feel like he just assumed he went to work all day. He did. And I just expected to be cleaned up. You didn't communicate. And now here we are 2 days removed and your wife's going to her sister's and you have some kind of staunch attitude about cleaning it. So much so that you slept on the couch instead. Nah, this is the kind of stuff where you people aren't communicating well enough. You both need to communicate with each other. She needed to go to her sister's. She just needed to communicate with you that she wasn't cleaning it and that you needed to clean it. And you needed to have a discussion why you felt like maybe she needed to. But ultimately, it was your mess. You clean it up in the end.
Jeremy, do you know where these kinds of situations end up when and dudes be like, I don't know what happened?
Yep. No.
Divorce.
End up or already been that ended up somewhere else.
Divorce. Dudes get left over stuff like this and they're like, I don't know what happened. I'll tell you what happened. Yeah. You were entitled. You were spoiled. Brandon, were aloof.
She said she went to her sister's, allegedly, okay? No, I mean, I got a deep voice
all of a sudden.
I can see it now. No, can you believe? I can see her explaining it.
Now, ooh. Let me tell you, we are not, the RVK is not advocating cheating on your spouse over a peed bed. We are not advocating that. We're just saying we understand that this is how stuff like this can happen.
Amen.
But that's what we got. Huh?
Yep. No, that's what I was going to say. That's what we got for Monday morning.
That's it for pop culture from the RVK. That's what we got. Bringing it to you today. Let us know what you think, what you have to say. As always, get at your boys.
Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.